AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The man who died in Las Vegas when a Tesla Cybertruck blew up outside the Trump Hotel there is being identified.
The individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation of the vehicle.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill says he was a highly decorated Army Green Beret, Matthew Livelsberger, and there is a link to him and the pickup truck driver involved in the deadly attack in New Orleans.
Both of the subjects served at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. What we do know about that is it's a very large military base, and we have no record that they served in the same unit or even at the same years at Fort Bragg. Something that continues to remain under investigation.
In New Orleans, Bourbon Street has reopened leading up to the kickoff of the Sugar Bowl college football playoff game at the Superdome. Ann Kirkpatrick is New Orleans police commissioner.
We laid 14 yellow roses down for our 14 victims. And then there was prayer. And then in our culture here in New Orleans is music.
The FBI's Christopher Reyes says it has been determined the driver of the pickup truck in New Orleans, Shamsuddin Jabbar, acted alone.
After we got our feet under us a little bit and on the ground here, we were able to put together a much more accurate picture of the subject and his intentions.
Reyes says it was a premeditated evil act, 100% inspired by the Islamic State group. Palestinians say Israeli airstrikes killed at least 26 people across the Gaza Strip, including a strike in an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone that killed three children and two high-ranking police officers. The archaic computer dispatch system for the nation's largest sheriff's department in Los Angeles remains out of commission after crashing New Year's Eve, forcing deputies to handle all calls by radio. Stocks are lower in late-day trading. This is AP News. The coronavirus is not in the headlines, but 5 years later, it's still with us.
The COVID-19 virus is still around, though humanity has built up immunity through vaccinations and infections. But the virus continues to evolve, meaning scientists must track it closely. In this country, the CDC says an average of about 900 people a week have died of COVID-19 over the past year. The virus continues to affect older adults the most. Last winter, people who were 75 and older accounted for about half the nation's COVID-19 hospitalizations and in-hospital deaths. While the vaccines aren't perfect, they do a good job of preventing severe disease, hospitalization, and death. I'm Shelley Adler.
Rosita Mazzoni, the matriarch of the iconic Italian fashion house that made colorful zigzag pattern knitwear high fashion and helped launch Italy's ready-to-wear, has died. She was 93. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.